Welcome to the Puyallup Public Library's first ever podcast, Shush with Debbie, where we interview and connect with people of the library, city, Puyallup businesses, and the community. I am Debbie. I work here at the library as outreach technician, where I mostly do outreach, but I really do a little bit of everything. I'm super excited to start this podcast with our fabulous first guest, the Puyallup City Manager, Steve Kirkley. Welcome, Steve.
Great to be here. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Here are the juicy questions, some from us and some chosen by you. Number one, tell our listeners who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Thank you, Debbie. And thank you for inviting me to this. This is awesome. So, Steve Kirkley, I am the city manager. And I've been the city manager for about 3.5 years.
And that's all. It seems longer. But you've been with the city for, so long.
Almost 16 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're about the same length then, because I'm going to be 15 in June.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Time flies.
It does.
Especially when you're having fun.
Exactly.
Yes. So it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me. And this is awesome that you're doing this.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited. Number two, tell me about your connection to Puyallup and the Puyallup Library.
Yeah, my connection to Puyallup actually goes back about 50 years.
Wow.
I'm dating myself. That's when I was born.
Okay.
Here in Puyallup.
Oh.
And then moved away. But that's my original connection to Puyallup. And the library is something that is near and dear to my heart. I love libraries, and I love the Puyallup Library. And when my kids were growing up, we would come here and sit up by the fireplace and check out books and be in the kids' area. So it's not only that I work here, but I also live here in the community and love our library.
That's awesome. Yeah, I see you often looking around and checking things out, and I remember seeing your daughters too, coming in and getting books, and especially during summer reading.
Yes.
Yeah. So cool. All right. So here are the questions chosen by you. Number three, can you tell me about the important people in your life?
Yes. So I have a lot of important people in my life. And so it would be, I would be remiss if I said, that I can cover everything and everyone in my life. I have a lot of important people, but I would say that the most important people in my life are my family. And that's my my wife, who is a teacher here in the school district.
Uh-huh.
And then my two daughters, a 10th grader and a 7th grader, both in the school district. And they, they keep me humble.
Mm-hmm.
They love me. They care for me. And they put up with me.
So, that sounds like a healthy family.
They're awesome people.
That's great.
Yeah.
Number four, was there a teacher who had a particularly strong influence in your life? Tell us about them.
Can I use two teachers?
Of course.
Okay.
I love teachers too.
Oh, it's so hard to just narrow down to one. So there's two. One is Hal Takanishi, and he was my eighth grade social studies teacher when I lived over in Hawaii. My dad was stationed there.
Oh.
And it was a challenging year. We were new there, and I was experiencing some challenges that year with cultural issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me in under his wings.
Aww.
And really helped me through some challenges over there. And so I remember him this many years ago. My other teacher was Mrs. Roberts, who was my communications and social studies teacher my senior year of high school. And
fantastic.
She was a fabulous, smart woman who just really took me under her wing, like Mr. Takanishi, and was a great influence on me and set a fine example for what a teacher should be.
That is so awesome. And she taught communications.
She did. So all the ums I say, Miss Roberts would be sitting here going, can't you find a better word than Steve?
Oh, that's okay. But I feel like communication is probably one of the most important things.
I completely agree. Communications and
it's everything.
And relationships and the different forms of communication. You know,
exactly.
It's so different than when you and I were growing up.
Oh my gosh, there's so many forms now.
Yeah, it's just different in how people communicate and meeting people kind of at their communication style and level.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's different.
My dad used to say that communication is the key to every relationship.
Amen.
And as I have gotten, you know, as I grew up, I realized how true it was.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Number five is, well, you kind of spoke a little bit about this. Where did you grow up?
Yeah. So how long is this podcast?
You can do a list.
Yeah. So I was born here in Puyallup, and then my dad went in the Army. And so we moved a lot. And this was back in the days when, nowadays in the military, they generally try to leave people stationed for 3-4 years. But when my dad was in 70s and 80s and even early 90s, you moved a lot. So
oh, yeah.
My fourth grade year, I moved three different times.
Whoa, in one year?
Yes, in 1 year. Three schools, New Jersey,
whoa.
Washington State, and finished in Germany.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Moved in the middle of my junior year of high school. Oh. So I moved a lot. So I grew up while I was born here. I lived in Washington State, Georgia, New Jersey, California, Hawaii, Germany. I'm probably missing one. So Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
I lived in Oregon. So
fantastic.
All over.
Wow. It's cool that you're back. Back home.
It's great to be back.
Yeah. Number six, what is the most important lesson you've learned over your career?
Wow. Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of lessons mm-hmm. I've learned, but I think the couple of them, first of all, is, you know, bloom where you're planted.
Mm.
I think that's really important, mm-hmm. and especially as a military brat, and I emphasize mm-hmm. the brat part, but bloom where you're planted, you know, you just have to make the best of wherever you're at.
I agree.
You know,
yeah.
And you got to bloom, and, you know, the soil you're blooming from may not always be the best soil, right? There is challenges, and,
yeah.
But I just think, like, I've always tried to just bloom where I planted. Take whatever mm-hmm. I'm dealt mm-hmm. and try to make the best of it. Recognizing that, you know, not everything is easy and there's challenges. So I would say that's one. The other one too is just, you were talking about earlier, communication and relationships. The older I get, and you know, I'm not that old, but the older I get,
right,
the more I realize it's about relationships. And there's this thing I read once and it's really stuck with me. It's called the relationship principle.
Mm.
And it basically is, hey, put the relationship before the issue. Or put the relationship mm-hmm. before the problem. You're always going to have issues, problems, challenges.
Exactly.
They exist. Accept it. But it's the relationship at the end of the day that matters. And so if you can do that, from my opinion, I think you're going to have a very meaningful life. Mm-hmm. So I would say bloom where you're planted and facilitate, foster relationships.
Those are excellent. Thank you. Alrighty, we are on to number seven, and that is, can you tell me about a moment when a person's kindness made a difference in your life?
Yeah, so I've been so blessed, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, throughout mm-hmm. my life. There's been so many kind people, but I would go back, I think, to Mr. Takanishi
mm-hmm.
In Hawaii, and so, you know, I was bullied over there and in my eighth grade. And I will tell you, just a side note, the library at Wheeler Intermediate School mm-hmm. was my refuge.
Oh.
So libraries are so important. They not only serve as places where you can go and check out books and periodicals, but they're also there's a social fabric and connection. And so when I was in eighth grade, I was bullied. And the library mm-hmm. was where I kind of my safe zone, so to speak. Also, though, Mr. Takanishi.
Yes.
And Mr. Takanishi was somebody who, when I needed to just to talk to somebody, there were moments when I literally could not take the bus home. I took the bus, and he would actually, you know, give me a ride home. And nowadays, teachers probably can't even do that. It's probably illegal
probably
or something. But back then, it was fine.
It was okay.
And he would give me a ride home and always opened his classroom to me when I needed to be there. And that kindness, I mean, this was years ago.
You've never forgotten. It's like
I haven't.
Yeah. such a vivid memory. Have you kept in touch with him?
You know, I haven't. And it's funny you say that, because I've recently tried to look him up on different outlets.
Yeah. Social.
And I can't find him. So so if anybody's out there and you know a Hal Takanishi, he was at Wheeler Intermediate in the 80s.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Yes. Awesome. I hope you hear. All righty. Let's move on to number 8. If you had to eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Well, this is going to be easy for me. And my oldest daughter would be right here with me. We like carbs, so it would be pizza.
Oh, pizza. That's my husband Paul's favorite, too. Yeah, and most all of our sons, too.
Yeah, I could eat pizza for the rest of my life and be perfectly content.
That's hilarious. And you know, Steve, I thought I was going to be so right in thinking that you were probably going to say ramen noodles.
Well, that is a good point. And I do love ramen noodles. Which I will have tonight.
But, okay, very good.
But if I had to choose, I'd do pizza.
Okay, sounds good. Good answer. All right, well, we've gotten through all your questions. So now I'm going to ask you a couple questions that we will be asking every person we interview. Number 10, what books or films would you like to recommend and why?
Yeah, so in terms of books, there's one that I just finished reading a few months ago.
Perfect.
That I got here at the library.
Yes.
That I stumbled across.
Excellent.
And it's called The Accidental President.
Oh.
And it is about Harry Truman.
Oh, my gosh.
And his first 4 to 6 months in office and a couple months leading up to him becoming president. And, you know, it's just a fascinating book, because here is this person who, you know, was the vice president for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Had no desire to become the president, really didn't even want to be the vice president.
Yeah.
And was thrown into it because Roosevelt died, and was thrown into some pretty just remarkable decisions that he had to make, challenges, you know, the war with Japan, and the economy was in dire straits, and just an amazing, very good book. So it kind of chronicles his life, but then also mentions and talks about his time as president and some of the challenges that he had. Excellent book. Worth the read. If you like history.
Yes.
It's a very good book.
Oh, I love history. Was it a it's not really a biography, but it's just a portion of time.
Yes.
Yeah, nonfiction. Yay. That's a great recommendation.
Yeah. Excellent book.
Okay. So. Thank you. Number 11. Are there any questions that you wish I'd asked? Anything else you would like us to know?
Wow. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you.
Okay.
This is fantastic.
Great.
And no, I think, you know, what I really appreciate about our library is kind of what I talked about a few minutes ago, about it being a place where people can kind of a safe zone, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, it's
it
people
is.
People are so proud of this library.
Yes.
We're very, other than Tacoma, we're the only city in Pierce County, I believe, that is its own independent library.
Yes.
And people are just so proud of this library. And when people come to Puyallup, you know, they go to this library and they're like, how do you do that? It's just such a wonderful facility. It's a gathering place. We're so, so blessed and so thankful. So nothing, you didn't ask me anything other than I'm just incredibly grateful for you. I'm grateful that you're doing this. This is awesome. And I'm grateful for our library and the team here.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. You're a huge appreciator and we appreciate that. And one thing I'd like to say is, about you and being city manager is that I see you walking around all the time in the city, going from here to there, and you have always come over here to get to know all of us here at the library. When you come in, everybody knows you and says hi. You say hi to us and chit-chat with us, and I've just always appreciated that, and I feel like that has got to be one of the most important parts of being someone who's managing a city, is getting to know the people and getting out there and talking.
Yeah, well, so, thank you, and I it's the part of my job that I wish I could do more of.
I bet you do.
I love it.
I can tell.
Like people, like you. Yep, you're great.
Exactly.
You're okay. Awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. Thank you for being here and taking time out of your busy schedule. And with that, we'll say thank you and have a great day. This is the part of the podcast where I have a staff member from the library here with me to review a book or film. And today I have with me my fabulous friend, Rita. Rita is a library assistant here at the library. Welcome, Rita.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Hi. Me here on your podcast. I'm very excited to be here today.
I am so excited to have you. As a matter of fact, Rita and I discuss films and books constantly when we work together at the desk. So this is really natural.
It is, absolutely. So I am so glad that you gave me that opportunity to provide my recommendation today.
You bet. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you worked at the library?
Yeah, so I've been here at the Puyallup Public Library for 4 years now.
Wow.
I started off as a shelver, mm-hmm. Hired on by Bonnie, mm-hmm. chance on someone like me.
Aww.
I am grateful for that. And just recently, in the past couple years, I got promoted to a library assistant. So primarily working down at the circ desk, helping out patrons and so forth. But I absolutely love it.
And you are great at it. Customer service. Yep, superstar.
Oh, thank you.
So let's get right on to the part where you're going to recommend a book or film. And go ahead and tell us the title and take it away.
Okay, so for me, there are a lot to choose from. Lately, I've been helping Aaliyah, one of our adult services librarians, with collection development on our manga and comic section.
Yes.
So one that I have that I love recommending to patrons and coworkers alike is the series called Solo Leveling by Dubu.
Mm-hmm.
That's spelled D-U-B-U.
Gotcha.
And just to tell you a little bit more about it, it's actually a Korean manga, but they call theirs manhwa.
Oh.
Differently. And it's an action series. So it's based off of a hero that is born in a world where everyone has some kind of level of power.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in his life, he has a family member in the hospital, so he has to raise some money. So as a profession, he joins a group of crusaders that go through and kind of conquer these caves that have popped up all over Earth. And in the process, kind of just levels up and earns more. So it's a really exciting series, a little bit psychological, very action-packed. I found myself just completely engrossed in it, and I believe there are at least like 5 or 6 volumes out available, and we do have it here on the shelves for checkout.
Oh, that's fantastic. One of the questions I have about manga is that I love the artwork of most series that I see. Is that a part of this recommendation for you with this series?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're not familiar the differences between manga and manhwa. So manga is primarily Japanese comics.
Mm-hmm.
And manhwa are the Korean comics.
Mm-hmm.
The art style is very different.
Oh.
One thing that I have noticed, it's a little bit cleaner in style.
Ah.
Their type of how they draw their action is a bit intense. They use a lot of blunt lines to kind of like notate like the action,
gotcha,
fullness of the character. So it's something, it's visually just very different, and it's just amazing to look at. And it makes you, this series alone just makes you want to turn each page every time. Like it's, I feel like it's like a movie in my head when I read Dulu's work. It's just so fun.
It sounds really exciting. I'd like to see the difference between the two, between the Japanese art style and the Korean. So you'll have to show me that.
Oh, I will.
Okay. I love it. let's see. What else did we want to talk about that series? Anything else? I know that you've been helping gather and help order more of the manga here at our library, which is so popular.
Yes, it is. I believe our library is at a perfect spot. We have the great demographic for this. We have a lot of young patrons that come in, And honestly, manga in general and manhwa have taken the spotlight. It's become so mainstream.
I agree.
It's such a great source for reading.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, you know, really glad to be a part of it. I never, you know, it was actually a hobby of mine to read comics.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought in a million years I would be working a job
part
of this and help making that happen for other people.
And you are so good at it. You know what's coming out. You know what's current. You know what's from the past that's still, you know, mainstays. It's, we're so lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm lucky, honestly. I'm lucky to be here, and I'm so glad to be part of it and have that opportunity to really help with the collection development on it, because honestly, when I first started here, we had just two little small aisles of it. And while we had some of the main titles, we really didn't branch out from other countries and see what
mm-hmm.
they had,
mm-hmm.
other you know, niche markets,
mm-hmm.
or genres. So it's just kind of like a breath of fresh air to see how it's grown exponentially over the years, and how much it's taken over. So it's just really exciting. So I'm grateful to be part of it.
It's amazing. It just hearing you talk about it and your passion for it, it gets me excited.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Rita. You're amazing. I'm going to have you repeat the title of the series again and the author. So for those of you out there who want to come in and check those books out, here it is.
Yes, so the series that I recommend is called Solo Leveling by Du Bu, and it's spelled D-U-B-U.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rita. This was really fun.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Of course. This brings us to the third and final portion of the podcast, where I have chosen a little green card that was written by a patron in the library. On top of the card, it says, "My favorite thing about Puyallup Public Library is..." And then this one has a drawing. I see a drawing of a little person with big, huge eyes and a smile. And it's from Kamaya. And it says, "If you see something beautiful in someone, speak it. If you see something beautiful in someone, speak it." I love this quote so much. And Kamaya, I couldn't agree with you more. At the library, we strive to do that. And I hope that everyone who hears this would also strive to do this. Thank you, Kamaya.